Hello.
Hey, rad dude. shit. Hey, rad dudes.
That was pretty cool. You gotta say something cool. Too.
I like to drink Red Bull vodkas on a yacht.
Oh. Holy cow. That's fun.
We got awesome. A player.
Oh my god!
There's a very high chance this recording is
fucked.
I mean, what does that look?
That looks
really happening. Good.
Yeah. Does it seem like I have a tiny little sound wave and your guys are like big and cool?
Blah blah blah. That's me.
And now
I'm
you
top.
Say blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
And now me. Blah blah blah.
Why are yours so like nice and symmetrical and mine are fucking weird little shit turds? Yeah.
This is why you didn't get Rabbi Gigglebone.
We'll get into that, but I guess I should do the proper intro to the show. Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to, and a queen, welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Johnny Drama and Turtle to my Vinny Chase. Yes.
That makes me so happy.
You want to be drama so much.
Drama's hilarious.
He's really funny.
He's so good. I mean, JD.
Can I just say, someone who never once thought about Entourage, and then Ben started watching it, and I'm like, oh, this is the boys' version of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is like, yeah, you can laugh at it or whatever. And then it's fucking crack and it's the best thing ever.
Uh-huh.
Put it right in my veins. It is the best
thing. Well, this is why it came up, because you watched 5 episodes last night and like you're on
it's on my schedule. I have to watch 5 episodes a day.
You stayed in on a Friday night and just watched back to back Entourage.
Well, we lived Entourage.
Yeah. We're out there fucking show business, you know.
Vodka Red Bulls.
Vodka Red Bulls on a yacht. Just fucking, there's tits everywhere.
Oh my God. Ari Gold.
Ari Gold was there. There's little gay Asian guy.
It's just so funny to me that Ben is not a jealous guy. He's one of the most self-assured, insecure guys I've ever known. Come home last night, go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and he's fuming.
Yeah.
He's like, so, that was last night. And I'm like, well, and I'd give him a play-by-play of the greatest night of my life.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, awesome. Okay, well, tonight's going to be the best night ever. We have to recreate it tonight. It was really funny.
It just sounded like an all-time hang.
It was good. Look, I'm house-sitting a famous comedian's apartment. And it's, I was trying to think of Bill Cosby's place. And it's very, so I had people over for a few drinks and we thought you were going to show up, but then you said you had a poopy diaper.
My diaper was filled with poopy. Yes,
he famously coaches tennis.
Yeah, famously.
Yes, my one true dream to be a full-time tennis coach.
Right.
Something that I've been pursuing for a while. And yes, I had to do 9 lessons yesterday.
Keep going.
And let me tell thank you. It's not easy.
No, of course it's not, boo.
9 lessons in the sun. It was boiling hot. I was on a court the whole day that has no shade.
Yeah.
I probably have 1,000 melanomas.
Uh-huh.
Coaching these little twerps.
Twerps. Tennis twerps.
A bunch of young kids who are just horrible.
Oh, yeah. And tennis kids are all spoiled little fucks.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if they're getting coached by the king.
Yeah.
The Vinny Chase of
I was telling you last week my nightmare happened, and I was coaching this group of like 11-year-old girls, and they somehow found my TikTok halfway through the lesson, and they were looking at my videos, and then one of them said, "That is so embarrassing."
Because they haven't gone viral.
Yeah.
It's like 7 likes.
And I was like, "You're right. This is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened."
Yeah. Because they were watching it in front of you, and then commentating it.
Yeah. And it's also like,
oh god.
Like, and it's their app. It's full of them.
Yeah.
It's like you're in their turf.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when I coach, I'm like the most boring guy ever. Like, I couldn't be more like plain. And then in these videos I'm like fucking shirtless and I got a wig on and I'm like, bing, 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 bing.
He's giving it his all.
Yeah. And they're like, who is this weird guy?
Yeah.
That's my alter ego.
And they didn't even chuck you a like while they were watching it. That's the ultimate move.
You know what's the
sad... No, they told him to go kill himself.
Yeah.
The sad thing is I wish they found my Instagram.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's better.
Well, I don't have a ton of followers, but I think, you know, these 11-year-old girls are looking like, oh, 2,000, that's not bad. But on TikTok, I'm bombing. Every video is bombing at 7 likes. I've got 25 followers.
So like, now the power dynamic is they fucking own you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You can
imagine if I started, you know, check my Instagram. I'm doing all right on there.
Wouldn't it be funny if you asked never to coach them again? And then they still find a way to like tease you because they know your butt because you won't see them anymore.
Yeah, every That's time amazing. They see me, they say 12 likes on the recent video.
I'm still worried about this fucking recording.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know. I'm like, is that me? I'm looking at the sound wave. Oh. There it is. That's me coming through. And then, but now Conchetta's looks little like
but
small.
But I haven't been saying anything. Now
Conchetta's
I'm talking
a little small.
You look a little mousy. You know?
Okay, you need me to be bigger? Do you need me to be like Ben's TikTok?
Yeah. Give me your best example of like your Ben making a TikTok.
Oh my God. What do you always do?
The shirt comes off.
Shirt
the shirt comes
off.
It's very hairy. I don't know. I feel like you get serious about it.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm making him.
When you're making it, he becomes Martin Scorsese.
No one can be in the same room as me. I'm editing.
Yeah. But his TikTok would be like farting Scorsese. Yeah.
It's like for the dumbest shit.
But I'm very serious when I'm putting it together.
And then if it bombs, he's in a mood. It's it's all the worst parts.
They all bomb.
A lot rides on it.
Yeah. No, your videos,
you've
crushed
billions of views.
No, not on TikTok. TikTok, there's fucking 11-year-olds watching going, this guy's a loser probably as well.
Talked about that. You get really mean comments and you thought about replying to them.
Yeah. Well, like that's it with the dumbest fucking people. We've talked about this to no end, but like people who take videos earnestly, comedy videos, and respond, like I put that half women joke and there everyone's like, well, actually, you know, XY chromosomes and YY, and so like we are heavy, and like then they're all debating the science of it,
yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's a stand up bit, you fucking moron,
yeah,
totally. We said that because we were so literally, Ben said to me, it's like Mike's videos are doing amazing, and we went on your Instagram, we're looking at and we're so proud, and we're laughing at them all, and then we go into the comments and we're like, oh, these people suck. You know when you get like the comments are bangers? Like people are fucking funny as fuck. And I'm like, yeah. But these are like, oh, these people really
It's a lot of people
stink.
Starting their sentences with actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what you actually haven't done here is you haven't incorporated.
Yeah. Before they comment, they sigh and take their fedora off. And then they're like, all right.
Yeah, and they pull out like a big feather pen. They make sure they draft it first and then they type it out.
So, I mean, it's so good. We do one of these every few months, the Slop Dog Hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
People know us as the Slop Dogs.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
it's our group chat name.
Sloppier than ever.
Yeah.
We got to really slop it up tonight. We've got Ben in the mix, so we got to make it one to remember.
Yeah. Well, he missed out last night. And then.
And you can't get that back.
No. And I don't know how you feel, but I'm hungover. I'm not going to do shit tonight.
God damn it. I'm going to be feeding you fentanyl throughout the night. Putting it in your drink.
Yeah, before I go on stage. And then I just pass out and fucking the MC comes out and fingers me.
Can I tell you something funny?
Dream night.
I want to bring up to, I don't know if you've told Mike this, but your fear that you have about your heart. I just need you to know the type of man that Ben is.
You're scared what? Your heart's going to explode.
Go, come on.
Well...
Too much love for the Slop Dogs.
I wish.
Absolutely. No, I have a lot of... I don't worry about death in like, you know, I'm going to have a heart attack or get cancer. I worry about death in like, I'm going to die in a very unlikely way.
All right. Like a freak accident.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like I read this thing that if someone hits you in the heart at like the exact wrong time, like during your heartbeat, even if it's not hard, you'll have a cardiac arrest and die.
Yeah.
Telling me this.
I'm just like freaking out. Like I was boxing yesterday and we had to put these like shields over our chest and the guy's hitting it real hard. I'm like, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
But I'm also too scared to say, I don't want to do this because I'm worried you're going to hit me in the heart and I'm going to die.
Please, that's your one rule. You're like, please just no heart punches. Yeah. I can't take it.
If you're ever in a street fight, go straight for the heart.
Well, I think that's a legit fear. There is that NFL player who died on the field.
No.
Because he took a helmet to the chest.
Are you serious?
And his heart stopped.
Please don't tell him this.
Oh,
he literally, he's not coming out tonight anymore.
This was like a few months ago, but they came out.
Oh, my God.
And they were able to resuscitate him, but he was like legally dead for 20 seconds or something.
Man, I'm so close to being a bubble boy now.
Yeah, dude.
And there was another one, like I see one video or read one thing, and I don't remember anything, but I remember like those horrible things. Like we went to like a pier somewhere, and we just went in the ocean.
Yeah.
And I saw this video of this woman who's about to dive in the ocean, like she's scuba diving or something. As she's about to dive into the ocean, a shark jumps up and like is about to eat her, but she doesn't jump in yet. And so like we were diving off the pier and I was like, a shark is going to jump up and eat me the second I dive into the water.
But
I just know it.
But that's a cool way to die, because otherwise you're just going to die some old Jew that no one cares about.
I want to die an old Jew that no one cares about.
A shark is
fucking
cool.
I want my last
cool.
words to be, oh yeah, yeah.
But a shark, like that's like, did you hear what happened to Ben? He's like, a fucking shark killed him. That's, people will remember that forever.
Yeah, girls would still want to fuck you.
Yeah, dude.
I've got half a body.
Yeah.
I'll be like, damn, I wish I got to fuck him before the shark got him. He sounds so amazing.
No one's going
to
be like, oh, Ben, you know, died at 87 at the kibbutz, you know.
The kibbutz.
Before
he made Aliyah in Israel.
That
he was very pro-Israel in his later years.
I don't remember why that made me think of that, but I just knew we had to talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I've had the best week in Sydney because, you know, the house sitting, the place is great. We went out to a secret burger hole on the first night, and it was like one of the best burgers I've ever had
really?
In my life. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
amazing.
Happy.
Like, it was a secret little
chamber.
We
shot the burger out of our own holes the next day.
I was worried because the last time I was in town, you guys were like, we know this lovely place. It's amazing. Like, you got to try it, and then you took me to Betty's Burgers.
Yeah, really, it's a little bespoke place. You might not have it in Melbourne.
Yeah, a nice woman
started
named
in Melbourne.
A woman named Beatrice started it a while ago.
Yeah, so from that to this, like, real authentic
level up.
Like steakhouse that just happens to do burgers as well.
You got to go back.
And yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. So, awesome. But I don't know if I even want to divulge the name of it to.
No.
Because I want it to remain.
Yeah.
It's just our pad for the slop dogs.
Exactly.
I feel like we really live it up when you're in town. Isn't
it's great.
So fun?
Yeah. It's the best. And then.
It's like Disneyland when Mike comes.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, and then even when you guys were in Melbourne, we fucking lived the shit out of it.
Yeah,
maybe it's good that we're never in the same state as
each
other.
We just spend too much money.
Yeah.
But this is what the slop dogs do. We're the entourage.
So true. We don't care about money.
Are you doing Melbourne, Mike?
Yeah.
Are you doing 2 weeks?
I'm doing 2.5 weeks.
Awesome.
Might as well get the plug in now.
Greek
Center.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Because people know I'm a big wog. Kings of Mykonos.
We love the Greeks.
Yeah. The Greek Center the first week of Melbourne, and then the Coopers the last 2 weeks, which
we love Coopers.
Yeah.
What's you doing?
Great people.
The whole month, but split places.
I'm taking Easter week off to observe the religious holidays.
Awesome. Yes. That's when I come in.
Yeah. That would be great. We'll go to church.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, you'll be there together.
Yeah.
And you got to show Ben around. You're doing the month.
You're staying in Richmond as well.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to be pumping iron every single day.
I'll pump.
We're going to get jacked AF.
Oh, yes.
You're going to come back, let Hugh Jackman in that second. What's that movie he does where he goes like.
The Boy from Oz?
No. The movie Australia? No, the one where he's like. X-Men.
Yeah, Wolverine. Yeah.
I want to hear more of those sound effects. What's happening there?
That's Spider-Man.
That's what Wolverine shits his pants.
It sounds like he's doing a shit on an airplane.
He's got self-healing and self-wiping.
Wait, probably. Imagine this sketch. Wolverine is doing a shit. He accidentally extends the claws. Ouchie.
Ooh,
am I right?
That's a rough wipe. You don't want to go back to front on that.
Wait, sorry. I feel like I'm saying I'm doing so much idea generation. Sorry, but have you... I would love to know what you think about this, Mike.
Yeah.
That was it, you and I, Ben, that we were talking about how muscly men, what we think in society is muscly, has gone so extreme. Mm. They put these two photos of Hugh Jackman next to each other
crazy.
From the first Wolverine movie. That's why I brought it up to the second, where he's like, veins are pumped, jumping.
Oh, yeah. crazy.
Do you feel like you've seen your dudes? Like, what do you see this culture?
We love to pump. We love to talk about guys who pump.
We love to spot each other and encourage each other.
We're
talking about macros and
micros. Yeah, we're gonna start a podcast called The Pump Hunks. It's because they're all on HGH and Tren and, you know, tons of fucking testosterone. Yeah. And it's like that first X-Men movie was 99 or something. Mm. And it was just like, there
he
wasn't
just looks
that.
Like a regular fit dude. Guy.
Do you know
he doesn't have abs. He just
in 99, the fittest guy we knew was Michael Cera. Like, that's the dream body.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what girlies wanted.
He was built.
Mm. Yeah.
Just like normie guys was normal, and now you have to be bricked up.
Yeah.
That reminds me, we went to dinner the other night, and this guy, I know you shouldn't make fun of people's bodies, but it's not like he was crazy overweight. He just had a real funny looking body.
Are we talking like a DeVito or like
No, it was like, just like narrow shoulders and a bit of a tummy. And like, it just reminded me of this Zach Galifianakis joke where he talks about his body.
Yeah.
And he says, I look like a 5-year-old who swallowed a penguin. And that's exactly what this guy looked like. He had like a little penguin body.
Yeah.
And it was so funny.
Right. I'm picturing like the E.T. bod, which you see a lot on dude, like lanky dudes especially, where it's
like skinny
up top, narrow shoulders, and then like a big pot belly.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Like the anaconda that just like swallowed a fucking pig.
Yeah.
You know?
Swallowed a slop dog.
Yeah. So, but let me ask you this. So we're here on a Saturday in Sydney recording at the studios, if this isn't a lost episode. And it's my partner's birthday in Melbourne.
Wow.
Today, right now.
Shannon!
And this is her present.
This is her present. You get an episode of the Slops.
Yeah. We know this is what you wanted.
Oh, you're welcome.
But
should I feel guilty? Because she said, go to Sydney, do the gigs, see the Slops. Slop it out.
Pump and dump.
Pump and dump.
Go to a burger hole. Fill your hole.
Hurt and squirt. But she said she was going to do a girls' trip, and then the girls' trip fell through. And
typical so, women.
Right? Oh, because one of them queefed.
And it blew the plane tickets away. Yeah.
So that was she gave me permission to not be in town, but then calling her, I've been there for every birthday for the past 10 years.
Wow.
But then I did just call her today and like sing happy birthday, and it was sad.
Oh, please give us a rendition of this.
Sloppy birthday from June.
My grandparents sing me happy birthday every year.
Do they?
They're like 90 and they're Polish. Oh. And I just answer the phone and they're like, happy birthday to you. They're like running out of energy. Like they don't even say hello and then they just launch straight.
Oh.
Happy
Do you just like put it on speaker and like just go about your business? And that's the only
this
thing.
It could take a couple hours.
You're like, thank you.
Oh, God. I mean, what I did, like I'll put my parents on speaker when they call and then I'll just flip around the apps, you know? But you're still kind of talking to them. But then what happens all the time is the sound will be on like an Instagram video and it'll just start playing over like my mom telling me she saw some lady at the shops or whatever. Yeah,
it's someone twerking.
That's like in Taskmaster, one of the funniest bits we've seen is Luke McGregor's phone call.
Oh,
to his mom,
awesome.
The task was just like, you have to try and get off the phone from your parents.
Yeah. You have to make him hang up, but you can't tell them.
But you can't tell them. And the call went for like an hour. Like it typical so mom and dad boring stuff. It was really fucking funny.
Great.
But you're asking, should you feel bad? Well, no, but I think you can. You could both can feel sad about
it. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I got
you
her.
You shouldn't feel bad. You should feel sad. Really sad.
To make up for it, I bought her a fidget spinner. This is true.
Did you really?
And this will be out in 2 weeks or something. So, but she'll have the fidget spinner by now.
And I didn't know you could still buy those.
Yeah, I've went into some fucking weird.
What's the reason?
Does
she? Shop.
No, it's just because she'll hate it, and it's funny to me to give someone a 31-year-old lady a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the cute stuff?
the cute stuff. Well, it's just I got a card and I'll write a nice little note in it.
That'll
and,
bring her to tears while she flicks this fidget spinner.
Yeah. An acrostic poem, right?
Yeah, that's nice.
Her name, so like S stands for sloppy. H stands for?
Human.
Human.
Woman.
A... awesome sauce.
Yeah. And then the ends are, well.
Ends for
goes without saying.
No way I can skip that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, these episodes, though, and I'm happy to divulge this to the listeners, that the Slopdog hours that we do once every few months are most downloaded episodes.
And, I believe it.
And Emmy nominated.
Emmy nominated.
For an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what category though?
Sloppiest dog.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah. So, and then we're actually in the studio at Sydney, obviously the DM podcast studio, and they're all not here because they're in Texas at South by Southwest.
Are you joking?
Oh, really?
Living it up.
No, they're not.
Yeah. That's entourage stuff.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
What is South by Southwest a movie thing?
It's movies, comedy, podcasting, live shows.
Cool.
It's meant to be one of the best festivals.
They're kind of the coolest dudes. It makes sense that they'd be there.
Yeah, so we didn't even get the invite, you know? One of their cornerstone podcasts that brings in
hundreds of millions of dollars.
Millions.
In manscaping promotion.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, from doing this podcasting stuff, I got given one of those manscaping things because that was one of the ad things.
Yeah.
That fucking thing like changed my life.
Did it?
Rubbing it up and down my mutt and getting it all, all in shape. You know, but it's amazing because it's geared towards men, but it's great for the mound.
The mound.
The pubis mound.
Yeah. The gynecologist should just be called the mutt doctor.
Isn't it a Mons pubis?
That's real, yeah.
Yeah.
And so we've lost the charger for it, and I've been sent spiraling. Like, yeah. I realized I should ask these guys.
Well, now we have to go back to that old-fashioned thing that a barber uses.
Which could cut my little clit off.
The jar of blue liquid.
Yeah. We got a huge blade.
The Mons pubis, is that Latin for pube mountain?
Yeah, it's a ride at Disneyland.
Why don't we have a man's pubis?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's not enough you had International Women's Day, now you get Pube Mountain. What is Mons pubis? It's just where the bush goes, right?
I think it's the beginning of the vagina, like the V part at the top.
Oh, so it is really an only a woman thing.
I don't know, I guess.
I've
yeah.
got one.
You do.
I had one implant. I had surgery.
So manscaping, I don't even know if they're a sponsor anymore. But
yeah, don't give them free credit, but I just wish
We lost the charger.
We lost the charger, and so it's useless.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully maybe they have some lying around here.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. And then you're just saying it's great with the big old Italian bush.
Yeah, I mean, are you mending your bush? Like, is that something you do? Do you?
It's rare. It's what? Like once...
Have you got a Jufro down there?
Oh, it's fucking... It's gnarly. It's a veritable branch. Jungle. Yeah.
Like a clown's hair.
It's like clown's hair because I cut it off a doll and glued it on down there just for funsies. But yeah, every 6 months, it like... Cool. I mean...
Like clockwork.
Yeah.
The first of, is it June?
Yeah. End of financial year trip.
Yeah. That's the end of my, I was trying to rhyme something with financial and it was too hard.
Fine asshole.
My end of fine asshole year. So yeah, anyways, fucking the slops are back in the house. And I think the episode that would be before this would be the Aiden Taco Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with the man and
his
work?
Love Taco.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great. He's a great guest.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's, and then I was thinking if you were nicknamed after a food as Taco is.
This is a great question.
Yes. I'll throw
you
out my
guesses.
You know
what mine is. You know what mine is.
Conchetta Gabagool Cristo.
You're close. I mean, Jared McGowan calls me Meatball. Conchetta, he just calls me Meatball. So maybe Conchetta Meatball Caristo.
Yeah, Meatball's all right. Ben Gefilte Fish.
Totally. Gosh.
Yeah. But the gefilte fish is sort of like
it's a lump.
Squished. to look sexy.
You could form it into like a nice torso.
Because it's like the most disgusting thing ever. It's minced fish.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
So I want it to be.
I'm
fond
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
So is Ben.
Honestly, if you eat it enough, you grow to love it.
Yeah. It's cold and it's like in this globby vat.
Yeah.
It's like in a jar of like brownish liquid, right? Yeah. And then it just comes out cold and the consistency is fucking.
And they put a fucking carrot on top. Yikes.
Yeah. Nothing about it looks enticing.
But it's like salty and fresh and
globby.
Globby. I love a globby lump of fish. Just slithering down my throat.
Yeah, you can eat it like an oyster.
You just go, oh, yeah. You don't have to chew. You just fucking slurp it down like a pelican.
It'd be like worst thing to have on a first date, man, and you guys would.
That would be a great trailer for like an upcoming comedy show. Just you lobbing down gefilte fish like out of an oyster.
Yeah. Well, just drinking it, slurping it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just I think it's a nice image to see. Maybe that's what you're doing right before you go on stage.
Yeah.
Like maybe if you shoot a special and they shoot the comedian backstage, you're backstage, you got oysters, but there's a big mound of gefilte fish on it. And you go, nope. And they say, Mike, ready in 5. You go, no worries.
Well, I think most listeners would have no idea what the fuck gefilte fish
is. Look it up.
It's
really,
yeah.
But it's G-E-F-I-L-T-E.
Yeah. And it just sounds so Jewy.
It sounds so... I just think it's so funny to choose to eat that when we've come so far in cuisine and we have so many options.
But have you tried it?
Yes, of course.
And you
at
hated
every
it.
Shabbat, every, at every...
My festival. Grandparents put a lot of pressure on her to try the gefilte fish.
And I think the last time I like made it clear in a funny way that I... absolutely hate it. I was in tears laughing and everyone was laughing around the table.
Yeah. And yeah, they survived the Holocaust, but she doesn't want to do it. So.
Oh.
I just don't think it was real. I'm just kidding. No, honestly, the best and something I was talking about this week was Sally and Maury, they've been together, I asked your father, 66 years.
Tuesdays with Maury.
And they are the same height. They do everything together. They sing Ben happy birthday like straight as he answers the phone. And my favorite thing about them is that for the past 66 years they eat the same thing every meal. So whatever Sally wants, like if they go out to a restaurant, Maury will get the exact same thing. He'll be like, double it.
Yeah.
Right? And
he doesn't say that. Double down.
Double down.
Yeah.
Make it a 2.
And I've always thought that's so romantic. And I think Ben and I do that a lot of like, if I want a pasta and he wants that pasta, most couples will be like, no, we can't do that. And they want to change it up.
I don't like those.
I don't like those couples. I'm like, fuck you. I want to eat a full bowl of my thing. And if he wants it too, he's a full bowl. And then we both enjoyed it and we can both talk about it.
But the risk is they're both shit. And then you're both stuck with shit meals,
and
you don't get
to go through it together.
Well, that's right.
But then you don't get to partake.
And then we fuck crazy in the car because it's so cool. We just had the same trauma.
Yeah.
I want to know what you and Shannon do. Do you have rules?
So she, for the longest time, couldn't eat chili at all. She hated it. Right, like just was not a fan of spicy food.
Yeah.
But being with me, obsessed with chili, sriracha on everything, she's kind of built up a tolerance for it. And so I always get the chili scramble, go to brunch. And now
she's seen it.
Yeah. You've seen my. You've seen it.
I've got a new hand movement I do.
That's good. For the listeners, how would you describe it?
It's sort of like if my hand went down a skate ramp. So I go down
and I
flick it up.
Yeah. You Tony Hawked it with the hand.
That came out of him being really jealous about our night last night. Yeah. He started using his hands in ways I've never seen to do.
Don't go there, Sam. Do not go there.
Speak to the hand because the elbow don't want to hear it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wait, so what are you saying? So she gets chili scrambles.
She gets chili scrambles now and it kind of bugs me because I want her to get something that I can partake of and enjoy.
You want the waffles.
I want the waffles. I want the hash browns. I want whatever I don't have. You know, and she gets a couple bites of mine if she wants it, but now she's just copying everything I fucking do. And that's why you get a shitty fidget spinner for your birthday.
That's why you're in Sydney on a birthday. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. But I disagree. I think getting separate meals makes the dining experience much more enjoyable.
Well, that's what we did the other night, and we ended up liking each other's order. So we just
which was awesome.
Yeah. Which was awesome.
But then,
but someone always has the worst meal, and then they're like, oh, I'll get a bite of yours, but at the end of the day, I have to suffer through my own meal.
That's right. So do you know what? Someone, a listener texted and said, we just only get a bunch of entrees. We don't forget mains. Whoa. You just get a bunch of entrees and then you share everything.
So every restaurant.
So
like
kind of like tapas.
Do you ever have those, you go to a restaurant and the waiter's like, we recommend everyone shares. And part of you is like, I don't want to share.
Yeah.
I want my own fucking thing. Yeah. Fuck off. Yeah.
Sharing sucks.
Yeah.
Totally.
I understand some places you share, but sometimes you're just like, no, I don't want to share.
If I'm going out, I'm getting my own main and I don't give a fuck about anyone else.
We're getting entree, main, and dessert everywhere we go. And we're farting it up on the way.
Well, and then also if there's one person in a group that's just a garbage disposal and just like fucking just shoveling food into their face, then the actual amount of food you get isn't...
is less. Yeah. It's you're a famine paying. On the other side of the table. Yeah.
And there is. Like there's one of the guys that you met when you were last in Melbourne, I'll tell you after, but like is if you go out to eat with him and it's a share plate thing, he's going to just fucking...
It's 80-20.
Yeah. 80-20, and then you split the bill, and you're crazy. Like, this is fair.
How do you maintain a friendship?
It's bad.
We're on the rocks.
You've got to do the thing where you say, do you mind if I have the last one?
Yeah.
I did that. I remember I did that when we went out to eat the other night. I said, do you mind if I have this? As I scooped it onto my plate.
It was in as well. Do you mind if I have
the last one?
Well, so Aiden Taco Jones, this is still ostensibly a Phone Hacks episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if there is any first-time listeners jumping in on this, usually we swap phones and we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. We'll get to the phones in a bit, but just a quick recap of the last episode. Capper, you commented on Facebook on, do you know Taka? Or Waka.
Oh, Waka, yes.
Yeah.
You're confusing Taco and Waka.
Taco and Waka. He commented on one of his old posts, like, there's too much prelude in porno. Get to the get to the pounding. So I don't know how that went for Capper or if Waka, you know, responded. Mm. And I was meant to put that up in my stories as well with, like, just the text on a background where I'm saying there's too much prelude and porno, get to the pounding. But I never did it because I was like, I don't want to post that. It's fucked up. And then Taco posted like a oil painting of Donald Trump, like rolling up his sleeves and he's all buff and
that's awesome.
He looks cool and there's like a fighter jet flying overhead.
That's awesome.
And his caption was, Miss You King.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, and even for Taco, who like is really kind of cavalier and doesn't give a shit about much, he said he was very uncomfortable for an hour and then he pulled it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he get any comments?
I think the comments were like people were like, hell yeah, brother, or trying to be sarcastic and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I think with that one, it's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you're messing about.
Yeah.
In this scene, in this industry, in this country, sure.
The hard ones are when you make people do like a real earnest one.
Yeah.
Like, haven't you made people do, like, during Melbourne Comedy Festival, be like, guys, I'm having a really hard run, if you could if you could support me. And it's like, that's very real. Like, three people do that every year.
Yeah. Well, that was, we had Guy Montgomery on a live show.
Yeah.
First weekend of festival, and we had him post, oh, it's all too much. I can't take it. I'm going back to New Zealand.
Oh, my God.
And then fucking, like, he was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then immediately, like, everyone was, like, just jumping in, you know, going, are you okay? And all this shit. Boy. And then and he's so nice. And the New Zealand comedy scene, bunch of soft losers.
A bunch of soft cocks.
Yeah. Bunch of little fucking soy boy cucks. And they were all like, this is a cool, you know, we thought you might be having a mental episode and all the rest. Well, that was one we felt bad about. Because of the response by all these dweebs.
Yeah, there's like a blowback.
Yeah. But the earnest ones, the most painful for a comic
Man,
to
that's
do.
So hard.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, the ones about sex make you seem awesome.
Yeah.
Was a big jugged lady. And you're like, miss this hoe. Everyone's like, rock on. Keep it up.
Yeah. Well, so that was James McCann's a couple weeks earlier was he just put a hot lady up in his reels.
No one would think any different for that guy.
Yeah, but he's deeply religious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
And he loves boats and shit.
Yeah. But also, that's like, would you put up a hot lady in reels and just be like, check this out?
I think that was one of my ones.
You
I
did.
A nice looking lady and the big eyes open. I don't think I got any response to that.
No. People are just like, Ben's horny.
Like, and Jenna's not giving him much.
And I think the first one I did was like Tommy Little being all ripped and being like,
oh, yeah.
Dream bot or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. And I mean, you made mine earnest about the high five.
Oh, that was
good. And that had shockwaves, that had tremors for years. People coming.
That you got a job on the kid show revamped High Five.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the tone, it was written by Becky and you guys. It was a big collab moment. And they absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
And then I think to some people, they're expecting me to join that soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if the truth actually got out.
So, yeah, that was last week, the Taco app. If you haven't listened to that one yet, go check it out. Should we get into the phones? If there's anything, like, if you don't have draft tweets or you don't want me to look at notes, we can just say camera roll or whatever. Yeah. If there's anything you're uncomfortable with, like, oftentimes.
If all of it makes you uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable
you know
with everything.
You know what I would be happy with? You doing the posting on someone's wall or commenting thing. Uh-huh. I've never had that where like you have to, that's
I'd
not.
I hate that.
Well, no, like really? We might not even do hacks. This is just going through the phones.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't mind going through phones.
Okay, yeah.
I guess you
But
can.
Like you wouldn't be tweeting at all, Conchetta.
No, but I have draft tweets, but I'm not tweeting very much.
Yeah.
No.
And then you've kind of fizzled a bit.
I've fizzled, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is good.
It's kind of good, isn't it?
Yeah, because then you're not looking at it as much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, you got to build the TikTok game for these 11-year-olds.
I know. I'm going to take it really seriously now. Imagine I show up on those. Have you checked my TikTok recently, guys? I'm actually up to 3,000.
I treat my notes like my diary.
Yeah.
Every thought is in there, like things people say, earnest, everything. That one time I got you, imagine it's a 99% strike rate. You'll find something deep.
That was amazing. Was that with Capper, that app? Or was that... Yeah.
Yeah, it was when we were in Melbourne, I think.
Right. So you went into my notes, and rather than looking at like half-baked joke ideas and premises, you dug deep and found like some personal mantra that was like, don't worry about what people think.
Yes!
You're good enough.
I got
you're
to the
smart
core
enough.
Yeah. Of my gold scene.
Fucking... You peel back the layers of the onion. And
you handled it so well. Like I would have like really soiled myself. You were just laughing it off and it made you seem even stronger and cooler. So annoying.
I hope I don't even remember putting it in there, but like I hope it was, you know, just to use as a hack on someone in the future. And then I just ran with it. But it was probably, some fucking quote that I liked and I was like, I'll come back to this. It's fucking embarrassing.
Because you never remember the quotes.
No.
No.
You look at something, you're like, I should remember that. But you never will.
Yeah.
Can't remember everything.
No.
Do you actually have a life mantra? I reckon mine's like, have fun, maybe. I always try to remember to.
Yeah, mine's eat, pray, love, actually.
Oh.
No, really, what is yours? I feel like yours is like, work hard, play hard.
Man, I once heard someone say that genuinely.
No.
Yeah. I was like, I think I was in Europe somewhere and like these guys were partying and they were probably high or something. And they're like, man, honestly, like I work hard, but yeah, at the end of the day, I play hard as well. Like, fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Dude, well, I was saying this week, like on radios, I don't know, I'm still getting into it. It still feels new, but I'm getting used to it. This week I had to do half of it without my co-host. So I was learning to panel and do all that. And then have content by yourself for like 3 hours or whatever. So that was half the week. Then he came back. And then we had more shows. And then my producer was sick. So it just felt like this big week. And then I was so excited for our night last night, the Friday night, that I felt like I'd become the 9-to-5 girl who's like living for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm so happy it's the weekend. I literally can't wait for Friday night. Like, I became that girl.
Yeah, you came in. You're like, everybody's working for the weekend. And I was like, oh, cool. Hey, what's up? Have a drink.
I find it funny that like every week people are like, Friday, woo. And then Monday, boo. And then Wednesday, hum day. But it's like every week. It's like, we've done this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've done this for about 1,000 weeks already.
But no,
it's still every week you're like, Friday. Well,
me, I've just started this full-time job. That's literally what it's like. It's like, Monday, I'm Garfield. And then really it's Wednesday. It's like, we're almost there. And then it's like,
Thursday, almost Friday. Sunday, well, that's good, but tomorrow's Monday. We're coming back around to another Monday.
There's no original take on the work week at all.
But that's why I wanted to be a comedian, so I don't have to follow these bullshit rules. But now, for one calendar year, I must.
Yeah. Well, that's, I haven't had a day job since 2010.
Oh, whoa. That's so hard.
And what were you like at your day job? Mm. You wear a suit?
Yeah, I was a lawyer.
No, you weren't.
Wow. Yeah, you knew this.
I don't know
you?
Anything what about type you. Of law? But you're one of my best friends.
Bird law, mainly.
Okay, which are the, naughtiest birds?
I had to defend a bird in court.
Nightingales are real
Wait,
slut.
Sorry, can you actually tell me, you studied law?
Yeah, well, that's just how I became a lawyer.
For how long?
Well, that was 3 years because it was like the post-grad, like where most people would do it in five, I had to do the three-year law degree.
Did you have to do the exam Kim Kardashian did to become a lawyer?
She's a lawyer?
Yeah.
Fuck.
She did the big exam.
Did you do better than Kim?
Probably not. She passed the bar exam?
I can't believe you did law. And did you find it soul suck? Like, when did it hit you like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life?
I worked at like one big firm for a year and a half. And then I went back to the States for a year. And with the intention of coming back to that firm. But after taking a year off, I was like, I'm not ever going back. Wow. And it was just like, why would you?
Yeah.
You know? And then I was making enough doing, you know, my little shitty skits and riddles to bring joy to people. But yeah, I was a shitty lawyer. I don't think it was good. It was a top tier firm, but I didn't know what I was talking about half the time.
What type of law?
It was corporate and commercial. And we were basically representing giant mining companies and insurance companies.
Wow.
So the evil fucking side of things.
Wow.
And just taking down the little guy.
But what was your little, what were like the things you were doing in the day?
Yeah.
Like,
did you say, don't talk to me until I've had my morning coffee?
Yeah, basically.
Was it like
and
meetings?
I had a hang in there kitty poster. But okay,
I just want to know, I hear law, but I want to know like, give me examples of
day to day, like you're just doing research and finding precedents for shit and sending it to
a ton of reading.
It's a lot of just, and there's more fucking data entry than you would think.
Yes.
It's all billable hours and shit, and it's
it's so much semantics.
Yeah, it sucks, and everyone's like a bitter alcoholic, the same in comedy, really. But like, it's just punishing fucking work, and you're answering to like five people above you. And I mean, I only lasted a year and a half, and then I was done. Basically.
I was studying it, and I remember being like, "Oh, so you literally have?" They tell you they're like, "You have to eat shit for a long time before you literally get anywhere."
Literally, yeah, you literally have to.
They make you eat shit logs.
Poop. Yeah, that's how you pass the bar. Yeah. You gotta eat a big turn.
Yeah. But it was actually, so it was actually two firms that I worked for because I was at this first big one and then they had like mass redundancies for their junior practitioners, right? And so that first redundancy, there was a guy in Sydney when we did, it's all fucking, if this is boring for people, just skip all this shit.
People love it.
I knew the redundancy was coming, right? Because the guy in Sydney who I'd met when we did some national meeting of the firm, whatever, he goes, "Hey, just so you know, this is coming over to Perth. They're laying off people in Sydney."
Off.
Yeah, he tipped me off. And he was like, "Take all your sick days right now.
Fuck!
Just act like you're sick. Just do it right now. And if they call you to tell you to come in, just say you're too sick to come in." And so
that guy's like a superhero.
Oh, he's great. He listens to the pod.
Oh, my God.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So I took all my sick days. And they were calling me going, "Hey, can you come in? It's like really important. And like, we hope you're feeling." And I was like, "Oh no, I'm too sick." like this. And then they started laying off the other junior practitioners at this firm in Perth. And I knew I was basically the next time I went into the office was to get laid off with the redundancy package. But I just went in and like sweatpants and a t-shirt. And I was like, "What's up?" And they were like,
"Who farted t-shirt on?"
"Who farted?" Yeah, dude. And so they brought me into the office and they were like, "I think you know what's happening here." And I'm like, yeah, I heard about the redundancies. Like, and they're like, "All right, well, you know, he's no hard feelings, you know, and we'll give you a great reference, but this is just the nature of what this firm is doing, whatever." And then, so that was that job. Then they got all my sick paid out, you know, like all those days I was getting paid for and they just wanted me to come in and fire me. And so, yeah, I thought I was the fucking coolest dude ever. And then just ended up going to work for another smaller firm that was like then representing the little guy. So I went for the big guy. But then I sucked at that. I didn't give a fuck about these people. Yeah. And it's still billable hours and it was like workers' comp claims and stuff. Like some guy stubbed his toe at work and he wanted $50,000 or something.
And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Get over it.
So then that job I left when I went back to the States for a while and then I never went back.
So were you doing comedy while you were still a lawyer?
Yeah. So I would do, I was moonlighting as a comic.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'd sometimes show up to gigs in my little suit.
Oh, I'd kill to see you in a little suit.
I'd wet my pants. I look I love when my friends are in suits. Really? Oh. It's so cool.
No, I look like my parents dressed me up for my bar mitzvah. It's bad.
Did you have a bad suit?
Yeah. It was way too big.
Yeah. But did you have that penguin body?
That fucking E.T. body.
Did you ever go through that thing that you go through where you're like, this is crazy that I'm doing stand-up and I want this to be my career. Should I even, you know, all that doubt and shame or whatever.
Well, so that was part of it. When I went back to the States, like I just got perspective on shit and I was like, if I can support myself with the, and then I was, had that redundancy package from the first firm.
Wow.
And that was like my first little savings nest egg. Right. Whoa. And so that was like the platform for me to,
that's what you need.
But then I was doing punishing comedy tours, like mining tours, fucking boats, all that shit. That's just like the dregs of, but getting paid
but
well.
But you got it out of the way. Yeah. Like, that's so good.
Yeah. And then I kind of thought it was going to be that for life, you know? But here we are.
Have you done, what's those things? Cruises, cruise ships?
Yeah, yeah, that's the boats. Yeah.
We talked to this. I was like, Ben, would you do a cruise ship if it paid like 20 grand? Because they're meant to be really punishing, but would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Am I in a position to say no to 20 grand?
20 grand's pretty good.
Oh, right. What is it usually, 5?
Something like that. Like, I haven't done one in a while, but then you also have to do kid shows. You might be better at kid shows than me. Yeah, you get up there and you're like, bing bong, bing zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
I do all my noises. And just bing, 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 bing. I don't know if I can do that for 50 minutes.
Oh, it's bad. They make you do 30-minute kid shows and they basically drop their kids in the room and then they go to the casino and it's fucking the worst shit ever.
What did you do?
Well, so what, like, I
farted,
but and I thought that would kill. But they, honestly, like I tried doing kids comedy and they saw right through me.
Oh.
Like I would get up there and I'd be like, you ever pick a booger and it's like you flick it and it sticks to something and it's like, whoops, there's a booger on the wall.
And they had their arms crossed.
Yeah.
Fuck.
This guy fucking sucks.
He's a hack.
He doesn't know what we do.
Yeah.
We don't flick boogers anymore. Yeah. We eat them.
But then, and then one of these shows, I'm bombing so hard, and a 5-year-old gets up on stage and like drops his pants and starts dragging his asshole across the stage like a dog with worms, and it just kills in the room.
No!
Yeah. And it's just like, fucking, I can't compete with that. And there's still like another 15 minutes left, and like they go, parents
you
come and
him.
Like get him off.
I would have just done a Q&A. Ask me anything.
Oh my
what do you guys want to know?
And I probably told this story on here before. I got heckled at a kid show where they probably learned it from watching another show because there's other comics on, right? So they must have seen this heckle at another show. I'm like 2 minutes in and a kid yells out, get to the jokes.
Oh my God.
And it fucking destroys.
Who the hell is this kid?
Yeah. He must have saw it in another show. Or yeah. You know, and so then that kills his heckle. And I'm like, all right, yeah, you got me. And then
you go way too hard. Yeah. You fucking loser.
I don't
piece
come
of
where
shit.
You work and slap the dicks out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But then, because there's all these other kids in the room, they then all start yelling, get to the jokes every time I start speaking. And like easily in my top 5 bombs.
It sounds like those kids laughing at your TikToks.
Oh man.
They can be so brutal.
Is so brutal.
Yeah.
So imagine being a clown. I wonder if being a clown's any worse.
Why do they like these gigs, like they try and make you hate comedy as much as possible?
Yeah.
Like you really like it and then you have to do these gigs and they're like, why don't we see if we can make you
break
you and make this thing that you like the worst thing possible?
Yeah. Well, because people think they can put comedy in any situation.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Comedy for kids, comedy in the daytime.
Oh, and even one of the gigs they had on the boats, the ships, was they've stopped doing it now, but they had something called a comedy brunch because they wanted people to go to this separate section of the ship, and that was meant to entice them there. That's a comedy brunch, and they would just go get their buffet meal, sit down at these tables in this other dining area of the ship, and then you were meant to walk around with a microphone.
No.
Like table to table, like doing gags and like, yeah, just commenting on the room. And people are just trying to eat their fucking shitty omelet, and you're like, oh, hey, what, God, the salt and pepper guy over here? You know, too much.
I think I got asked to do something similar to that, not on a boat, but it was a gig where, like, yeah, people are eating, but I also got asked to dress up in a banana costume.
Oh,
I don't know what that had to do with anything, but they wanted me to be a bananas walking around, like, hey, you got the seven.
I think, yeah, they just want to see if we'll debase ourselves that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, and usually we will.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Oh, you're going to pay $25? I'll be there.
Fuck. All right. We'll get to the phone real quick. We'll do the phones. So we'll pass to the left. So, Conchetta, you'll get my phone. I'll get Benny Bing Bong's eventually.
Great.
And
you get mine.
Yeah.
Whoa. So you know not to read anything. Ooh. That's really like not. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff about Triple J I'm figuring out. Maybe don't read that stuff.
So in my phone, you are looking at camera roll. Camera roll in mine. Let me just turn off my lock screen. I'm not doing any last second vetting. All right. Camera roll on my phone. We'll spin the wheel each time.
Great.
Have at it. There's plenty in there.
I mean, this photo of you as Wonder Woman is really classic, and you've posted that.
Oh, yeah, but then I deleted it because I got complaints.
From who?
Well, because I think I ran it by you guys.
And I said it's great.
I even might be a listener of the show. I put it up. It's me in a Wonder Woman thing. I'm like mid-20s. I'm shit-faced in the middle of the day. And I put it up on International Women's Day, and I said, if you support strong women, buy tickets to my solo show on International Women's Day. And then people were like, this isn't cool, man.
Oh,
but it was all dudes. Women complained about it.
Oh, that's actually awesome.
Yeah, so it's all these fucking guys on behalf of women being offended.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just because I know you and I'm like, that's funny and I know you're actually a good guy.
Yeah. But you think if you didn't know me and you saw that, you'd be like,
yeah, I'd be like, you're a cunt. what's to see here? That's funny.
Have you scrolled deep? You've gone deep.
I always go deep. I mean, to me, there's nothing.
Yeah.
That speaking of banana suit, you've got a funny picture of a banana.
Was that with you guys? Oh, no. That was my nephew was telling me what I should dress up as for Halloween. And she said I should either go as a cat or a giant banana. And then I'd sent like two terrifying photos to my sister-in-law saying, show this to my six-year-old nephew and say, these are the options. But that banana one's a bit hectic.
Yeah. I know. Why don't we talk about this photo, which leads to this story?
Ah.
Saddle toilet.
Yeah. So never stay at the Song Hotel in Sydney. It's a real fucking dump.
It's a bad name as well.
The Song?
The Song.
Yeah, it's a shitty song.
Yeah.
It's the worst song you could think of. It's bad. So the hotel is like a 3-star, and I just had booked it like a year ago and had a credit because I bailed on the booking. And I was like, whatever, I'll use it this time. And then immediately noticed that the toilet has no room for legs. If you're sitting...
If you're a double amputee, you're going to love this toilet.
Yeah, exactly. The way the shower is positioned, it cuts off any possibility of sitting forward on the toilet.
Yeah.
So you would have to side saddle.
Side saddle shit.
Yeah.
And that's not a good way for the shit to come out.
No. It's not conducive to the butthole
position.
There's
like a kink in the... There's a U-bend or something.
Yeah. S-bend. You end up Tony Hawking that turn.
And what about this? This is a woman with a giant bagel strapped to her.
Yeah. I don't know who she is, but...
My dream
But
woman.
I want to know her.
She's wearing like a giant bagel.
It's one of the biggest bagels
like a necklace.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's like bigger than her whole tits and chest.
It's the size of her entire torso.
Yes.
Yeah. So as a tennis man, you'll like this. You know the term bagel if someone gets a zero in a set. I always play in Sydney. He's one of my closest friends. He's an amazing tennis player and like I've very, very rarely beat him, right? But he had the yips on the forehand when we played yesterday. Yeah, we played. This was just yesterday. And I bageled him in the first set.
No way.
Yeah, and he's fucking losing his mind. He's like yelling at himself. He's throwing fucking his racket. Hell. He's like kicking his water bottle and shit.
He's kicking his wife.
Yeah, he's kicking his wife. Yeah, I made him do... He kicked his wife. So he's fucking losing his mind. And then take the next set 6-4 because he's still yippy. Wow. But he kind of gets back into it, just chipping his forehand, doing a little slice. And then he was so mad and angry at himself. And I just say, dude, you know, you're one of my best friends. And I'm sorry you got the yips, but I have to do this. And I ran around the court pumping my arms in the air going, Goldstein, Goldstein. Like, I did it. And then yelling, bagel, bagel.
That's awesome.
And then he was like fuming. He went bright red and he was like, not really. He was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he was kind of settled down a bit and like had to drop me at the train station. And then I just Googled biggest bagel ever. And then this woman with the fucking giant bagel. And then I sent him the picture and I said, this is you.
Oh, man.
And he fucking responded just like a very curt, ha ha.
This is why I hate competitive people when they're like this. I just think like life's too short.
I don't think you'll ever get over it.
No?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be back in Sydney for a couple months. So I'm just going to send him probably 2 or 3 bagel pics a week.
I just picture like you speak at his funeral and you bring this up and he wakes up from the coffin to strangle you.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever bageled him in our 15 years of playing tennis. And so this
is how you think you'd get over. Like maybe it's like, oh, he gets one. But actually maybe that builds up the tension that you would be really angry.
And he was like, how many times have I bageled you over the years? I was like, it doesn't matter.
If you bageled me, I'd quit comedy. I'd move to Vietnam and just make surfboards or something.
That's all right. Quickly, Ben is looking at Inconchetta's phone. It is this search history. Would you have results in search history?
Yeah. So where do I go for that?
Maybe you go to Google.
There's the Google app, and then you should be able to like just.
I don't know how to use Safari. Do you want me to do it?
What do you use more?
I'm like 1,000 years old. Whenever I have to do something on a phone, I'm like, I can't watch.
Yeah, I thought you put on little spectacles and like stare down your nose at it.
Google.com, right? And then, oh, yep, there you go.
Anything naughty?
Yeah, porn.
Big
porn.
Penis!
That isn't my boyfriend. Well, yeah.
That isn't my boyfriend.
Where can I find a big penis?
How to tell my boyfriend I don't like his penis? All right, we got two of my favorite guys, Bitsy, Whipper, and then Sarah. Who's Sarah?
That's their co-host who just got ousted for Kate Ritchie. I want to know
Bitsy,
the
Whipper,
the
and Conchetta.
Is this competition? Are they mourning as well?
Oh, no, I think they're – actually, yeah, they're breakfast. I guess they are competition, but right. I don't think of them ever.
But were you trying to suss out the goss? Like, what was
happening?
Well,
it's more just – I guess I just find those guys interesting. The like, why have I been thinking about them? It's Tim, Joel, and Kate Ritchie. And then it was Tim, Joel, and Ricky Lee.
Uh-huh.
And then I think there'd been this talk of like Kate Ritchie had been away. I don't know. I just find this interesting because it's drama. And then the thing happened where they announced permanently it's Ricky Lee.
Yeah.
And then I saw this sign driving home of their three faces, Fitzy, Whipper, and Kate Ritchie.
Uh-huh.
And so I just wanted to know what happened because clearly something's happened for there to be this reshuffle. So I was just Googling it.
Oh, the Breakfast Wars.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a book about it. Godspell. Are they a band?
A musical.
Godspell. It's a musical. Someone was talking about that I had lunch with Angela Verpierre and she was like, I wanted to see Godspell. I thought it would be a funny musical taking down religion. And it's like, no, it's a fully earnest religious piece.
Yeah. Wow.
And she hated it.
It's all about Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Love that guy. Poochie the dog robot.
Here
Do
we go.
This dog robot?
No.
Google. Type it in. Poochie the dog robot was this little.
Oh, it does a flip?
It does a little flip and it goes. And it was like the earliest kind of dog robot toy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't do much.
Did you have a Poochie?
I think I did.
Right.
Wow.
Was it a battery operated thing?
Yeah. Okay. And I think we were talking about getting one for the office.
Do it. Get a fucking Poochie.
What about a big clock? Do you want a big clock?
I have to look at a big clock every single... Oh, sorry, I was trying to type in big cock and I got it wrong.
There it is.
No, big, I need a big clock for radio to know when to finish talking. And
is that not already in there?
No, not on my end. No. It is on the paneling side, but not opposite. You're like the little simp on the other side that has to get it up on it on your browser.
So you're going to get Poochie, big clock.
Yeah.
You're making Triple J that much better. Not only just being there and being on air.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes. You're improving the place.
I can't tell if you're teasing me.
I'm not.
Oh, my God. That's so nice. Thank you,
that's
Mark.
A default to think everyone's teasing you.
Yeah, well, that's what it's like being around comics. But then sometimes they're really earnest.
Yeah, I can give a compliment.
I know, I love you, I love you. Thank you.
And what's a time calculator?
Oh, my God, that's again for radio. You put in what time you need to finish. So just say you put 9 a.m. and you want the song to time out at the right spot with all this stuff. So then you minus the length of the song, and then it's just...
Does my brain's exploding.
Whatever, forget it, it's boring.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, some Remington curlers and some girl stuff. Boring.
Is there anything wacky?
No,
there's
wacky.
Nothing wacky.
Nothing wacky.
I mean, there's lots of wacky stuff that I look up. Sombreros.
Is that wacky?
To me, it is.
To the guy who eats gefilte fish, it is.
What do you think of the fact that I'm staying close to Oxford Street. Pride just happened. Mm. And I walk by Zambreros and they've changed their name to Glambreros.
Oh, I hate that shit because I think they'll just change it back and it's so stupid. I'm like, commit.
Yeah.
Oh, but, man. Rathy's got I don't want to ruin it, but Rathy's got such a great bit. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, I shouldn't ruin it. Go see Rathy at the he's got a great bit about the gay TMs.
Yes.
When they did that.
Oh, right. Because I was thinking about doing a bit something because also the B, what's the liquor store?
Yeah, BWS. It's like
BWS. It's not BWS, it's BWS.
Oh, man.
But it just looks like BWY ass.
Yeah. Bring your own ass.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, I got to hear Rathy's bit then because
he's the
man. Everyone. I think he's going to have the best year in Melbourne. I'm calling it now. He's so funny.
Go see Rathy.
He's so funny and he's so nice and so earnest. Yeah. Like you can talk to him about anything. It's pretty crazy.
Ah.
Just like you.
Oh, fuck.
And not Cheddar Ben. Ben's not like that.
Kinchetta gets jealous because we've only done it twice, but Rathy and I have gone on like a 6-hour walk like through the botanical gardens.
That's beautiful.
I'm getting very angry romantic. Thinking about it right
and
now.
And then we get a donut at Barangaroo. And
we've never fucking done that in 3 years. I beg this fucking cunt every day, go for a walk with me because my whole life has been sedentary and he's like, my legs are tired. And then Rathy texts you up and he's like, jumps to attention and he's with them for 8 hours. I don't hear from him. He doesn't miss me. He doesn't think of me. It drives me crazy. He goes on trips with the boys to like do fucking trip acid and whatever.
No,
and like,
I don't.
Yes, you
they're
do.
Going to, they're going to wineries.
He goes on boy trip and we've never once organized to like go away.
We've been away.
When? In 2020? We were on...
Yeah, in 2020 we went away.
Anyways, I don't really care. We're fine. We just like to just go to that burger place and eat the same thing.
Oh, Betty's.
We go to Betty's.
And do it mish and then go to sleep.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Quickly, Benny Bing Bong.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah,
it's
going to
wrap it
up.
Boiling in here.
So you're doing your...
At Ben's phone, I'm looking at...
Shit.
It's camera roll again.
Oh, no. There's nothing that interesting.
No,
you're gonna see
maybe
a lot
there
of
is.
Great photos of me.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. Do you need to vet it all? Is there anything I shouldn't see?
Do whatever.
Yeah. She sends me photos of her big shits.
Well, immediately there's a TikTok vid, the caveman one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the 11-year-olds are watching that, just going, "This fucking."
I know. Well, I purposefully didn't put it on TikTok because it's like me with a shirt off. And they're gonna look at it and be like, "You weirdo freak, hairy chested."
This you recently were in Adelaide and you took a picture of I assume this was in Adelaide, a show called The Stripsons.
Yeah, I thought you liked that.
The burlesque and drag parody.
Yeah. How freaky is the photo?
So it's Marge and Homer.
It's like the scariest looking photo ever.
And they're, I guess it's drag queens?
I guess so.
Yeah. And the Homer is fucking terrifying.
It's the most horrifying photo I've ever seen.
You've got to put it up somewhere.
Yeah, you should put it up.
So it's just they're stripping as Simpsons characters.
I guess so.
Ugh.
I really should have seen it.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
How many characters would they do? Would there be a...
Maggie? The kids? Yeah, Bart and Lisa.
I mean, it looks fucking nightmarish.
Yeah, it looks fucking... Yeah.
Ugh. I guess so, if it's drag queens, right? And then that would be, Homer would be a lady. Is that right? A drag king?
Is it drag?
Yeah, it says drag parody, the burlesque and drag parody, the Stripsons.
Okay.
Yeah. I bet it'd be a great night. Honest to God. Yeah. I think we'd have so much fun if we went.
I wouldn't be, I'm sure Apu is very offensive.
You know? Yeah.
I wouldn't stand for that as a half brown man myself. There's a friend in a space suit doing a video.
Luke?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for my show. I got him to put a space suit
on. No spoilers!
No spoilers for the show. Go check out Ben's show, actually. We'll do a plug now.
Yes.
You'll be there for the full month of Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Full month.
What's it called?
From Us and Ours to You and Yours.
Yeah, and that's, you're doing Melbourne and the other festivals or just Melbourne?
I think Melbourne and then Sydney.
Okay. A lot of nice photos, you know? There's just fun.
I feel like Ben is a really tidy phone. Like, you don't find a lot of junk in there.
Yeah.
Well, I get lots of stuff, like, because from WhatsApp, someone sends a photo there, it goes straight to my...
You can change that
I know
setting.
You can change that.
Right. There's a disgusting photo of, like, a bloody sock that's been balled up.
What's that? Yeah.
Well, that's when we went away. See, we did go away.
Where do we go?
We went to the...
Yes, we went to Unyoked, where you go to a little cabin.
Yeah, and I had a leech on my ankle.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was weird and yuck.
Gross.
And I was leaking blood.
Right, and you took a photo just to remember.
A bloody sock. Yeah, I don't know why I took a photo. Good memories.
Yeah. There's a lot of hat content. There's you rocking a...
Actually a great fucking photo.
Yeah, I usually take a photo of me in a hat, send it to Kinshasa.
Maybe next Slupdog app, we do it all in fedoras.
Fuck yeah. Yes. Then we got to go video for it.
Yeah, true.
So true.
Yeah.
And then you
feature length film.
You just like weird ads, like for a hot dog, it says hot diggity sub dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're obsessed with...
Subway's advertising.
Yeah, there was one we saw that we were obsessed with, and it was like, have a chicken classic summer. And so we just...
What does that mean?
We say that to each other all the time. Can't wait to have a chicken classic summer.
Yeah.
And hot diggity sub dog, like, that's insane.
Who's saying that? It's really eye-catching, and I honestly wanted to go in and ask them for that.
Yeah.
To their poster so I can take it home.
Ever since I lost Jared as a spokesperson.
they've gone really downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have a central idea now, you know, it's all over the place.
So they're like, hot diggity sub dog.
Yeah, chicken classic summer, I don't know. We need to get that pedophile back. And now it's a real slop dog episode now that we're talking about pedophiles.
Oh, true.
We usually cover pedophiles, diarrhea.
Jews.
We've done half of that.
Yeah. Food talk. I feel like we do food talk a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just say, as to say a point about pedophilia, but it can just be a sentence.
We hate it.
We went to my uncle's 60th and I got...
He's a pedophile.
Yeah. Everyone were pedophiles.
We're celebrating 60 years of pedophilia.
Oh, wow. Good for him. He made it this far.
I think, what's that? 60 years you get a diamond or something?
Yeah.
For 60 years of service.
Diamond kid?
Yeah, you get a diamond van.
I know there's a cousin there who... We were talking about how when I went on TV, I like used photos and a little him as a kid was in the photo that I used for this TV show, whatever. And he was saying, I actually knew a guy. We grew up with this guy who always had a film camera, who always was taking photos. He was always the thingo, like the ref and the guy who was always on camps or whatever. And they found out he was a fucking pedophile big time. Like, imagine your family friend and the family friend who's really good with kids and is in everything, playing with them, swimming, teacher, blah, blah, blah.
Yikes.
I just
wouldn't trust someone who had a camera going all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's not your kids.
Yeah,
exactly. Back then, when it's actually not that easy to have a full on video camera.
Yeah. And you're like, why is he always filming?
He's always rock hard.
Yeah. That's the second thing that tipped you.
There's a few clues.
He's got a weird pattern in his pants. All the time.
That's like how he's by his ankle. Yeah. Is that weird?
Pitching a tent.
So no hacks. I don't know. The listeners get annoyed when there's no hacks.
Really?
So, I mean, we
but
can
then
do,
why do they listen to the slop dog?
Yeah, oh, the slop dogs fucking goes off. But, you know, and I should say, because we did talk about that movie that I was on, well, both of us ended up auditioning for.
Yeah.
You bailed on the audition.
Well, I got asked, which was very
to
nice.
To do Rabbi Gigglebird. Yeah. Neither of us got it. I bombed the audition. And I think I had to go into some studio and there's some actor trying to coach me. And I was like, should I be Jewier? And he was very uncomfortable with me using the term Jewier.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, a little more Jewy would be good.
Exactly. And we could, I could do a deep like, I guess. That hasn't happened in a while.
Great,
or we could just fucking do nothing. But how do we decide who I do the deep like on is the question. And is it Facebook? Is it Instagram?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is not my domain.
Well, I mean, in honor of, we'll say in honor of Conchetta, I can put in my follower, who I follow, and put in what? The letter C, and see who comes up.
Yeah.
All right, there's Abby Chatfield.
Oh, that'd
that
be good.
That could be good. Does she follow you?
Yeah.
Okay,
have,
then it
have
might
you met
be.
Her?
She did the 100.
Oh, oh yeah. I think this could be a goer.
A deep like, okay, so she,
I think she
maybe
would,
you should message her and say.
She seems like the type of person that would cancel you.
But a deep like, is that cancelable?
No, not really.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
It's just weird.
And she probably gets so many fucking notifications.
Yeah,
she just
true.
Gets lost in the mix.
Wow, imagine the, seeing the amount of notifications she gets.
Yeah.
All those red, little red lights.
Yeah. It's a ton of comics. There's, Scottish comedian Connor Burns.
He's
there's great. The wedding I just went into in New York. So she's not connected to comedy at all, but she married one of my good friends. So she
that
lives in
creepy.
New York. Is that, a deep like on
yeah.
one of those?
Yeah.
All right.
And you got to find a bikini pic.
Oh, God. So we're going. So we'll do a deep scroll. This is, I'm already uncomfortable. And there I just passed two bikini shots as well. no, I can't do a bikini one.
No, you can't. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What about, I don't know, did she just graduate or something? Like something celebratory?
What if it's like...
Well, it's got to be deep, so we're scrolling back
If you go back far enough where she's underage.
Oh, God.
I would want to see her like at a formal or like graduation and be like proud of you. Just like deep like.
Oh, so I'm commenting.
You don't have to.
Okay. Well, so like let's see. I've scrolled. Let's see when this was posted. And it looks like it's just her at a picnic or something. Or
man,
her.
This is so weird.
Yeah. This one is from 3rd of August, 2014.
That's the one.
And it's just her and her sister just like having a fun party.
Oh, you gotta like that.
Jesus Christ.
Am I doing this?
Yeah.
I say it every time. I don't know how you do this. This makes me so uncomfortable.
All right, so.
Do you ever explain yourself after you do this?
No, well, like she might message.
I reckon
we're
you'll
good.
Get a message.
She might go, why did you like a photo from almost a decade ago?
I guess if you're pretty friendly, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And also you have such a great excuse. You have a podcast.
Yeah.
Like that's, you've been doing it for years.
I still find this very fucking uncomfortable.
But it is.
And then, I mean, because otherwise it's like, I can't deep like these all these beach bikini shots.
No, you can't.
All right. So deep like on just her and her sister having a drink in 2014.
Yeah.
And it's done.
Oh.
I heard Doug Stanhope was on a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was talking about he had an idea for a podcast that is pretty much this.
Yeah.
Phone hacks. But let me try to explain it correctly.
Yeah.
He was saying... There's a way you do it. So he has this podcast pretty much, you hack people's phones and do shit. But also then there's a way you do it. Like if someone gets canceled for like posting something horrible, then you say, well, you have to pay me like 200 grand and we're going to get you on the podcast.
Right.
And then we're going to do like an episode where we say we made you post all this heinous shit. So essentially like you've got a podcast, but also...
Yeah.
You're saving people's careers and you sort of blackmail them. And
right.
Say, hey, you got to pay me 200 grand and then we'll pretend you said,
yeah,
we made you say we hate the Jews and all that crazy shit. Isn't that pretty amazing?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not
you should
bad.
Steal that.
Yeah. I mean, but like, I wonder if anyone's ever used phone hacks as an excuse for some shit they put up.
Yeah.
Do you
that
know what I mean?
Be good.
Because even my Wonder Woman International Women's Day one, like people were commenting phone hacks. But then I just pulled it because I was like, these fucking people are
complaining. Well, that's a great... Yeah, I never thought you'd be like, it is fine, actually.
But then there's no evidence of it because then they go and listen to the episodes. And
that's when you have to do the episode.
We binned that episode. It was real bad.
All right, fucking another classic Slop Dog Hour in the can. Thank you guys so much. It's always my favorite.
Me too.
Every few months episodes to do. Maybe we crank out another one during festival.
Yes.
A live Ep in Hats.
Yeah, we'll slop it down and slop it up.
And I got to text Shannon happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to sing a happy birthday.
Oh, but you have to sing it like your grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be bald. I'm going to call
it. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. See ya.
Bye. See ya.
Bye. Phone hacks.